I'm speaking to Jen Bagley from the Queen Elizabeth Foundation for Disabled People. Jen, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me. Can you please tell me a little bit more about the work you do at the QEF?
We look after children and adults with learning and also physical disabilities, including neurodisability.
And how do people get referred to the QEF?
Via NHS, we also get a few private referrals too.
So you're funded by the charity, private patients and the NHS?
Correct, yes.
And tell me a little bit about the services you offer.
So we offer a variety of different services for people with disabilities. This includes our care and rehabilitation centre, which was opened in 2020. So this new centre supports people with acquired brain injury, stroke, neurological illness, and also incomplete spinal injuries to help them rebuild their lives after what can be a very difficult time for them and also their families. We also have Meru, which creates unique assistive products for children, including a powered wheelchair suitable for children 1 to 5 years old, which is absolutely amazing. It's our green mean machine. And we also provide residential care and mobility services to enable to live their life to their full potential.
And that's wonderful. So you obviously support the people who attend, and you're obviously supporting their families as well to help them support them. Is that right? Yeah,
that's exactly it. A lot of work does also not only support the person themselves, but also their families. We've got a team of psychologists in our services as well, which helps the family go through what can be a really difficult transition.
And fundraising. Let's go to fundraising now. The London Marathon this weekend. How many runners did you have fundraising for you?
So we had 17 runners, which is absolutely amazing. All of our runners completed the marathon, which is incredible. We had a fantastic team. And we had a cheer point at mile 23. So we were there spurring them on for the last few miles.
And that's incredible. And how much money did they actually raise between them?
So we're up to just over £30,000, and we are hopeful that this will go up in the next few days and that they've all completed it as well. So it's absolutely phenomenal, and we couldn't be proud of our runners.
So that's super. And you actually brought to our attention Paris, whose father has just suffered a stroke in June, and he's at the centre. How did she get on? How did it feel for her to do that run for you?
It was absolutely amazing. Paris has been phenomenal. So her father, Christopher, was actually in our care and rehabilitation centre, and he was discharged from us at the end of July. So Christopher actually managed to come down to the marathon and join us in our cheer pen. And she said that he gave her a left-handed high five to get her through those last few miles, which was absolutely wonderful to see. Really great.
So presumably he had a one-sided stroke. And has he now, is he regaining movement in the side that he's lost movement in?
From what I know, yes. I know that when he had his stroke, he couldn't move, but he walked out of our centre with a crutch. So he's slowly but surely getting there. We're really proud of his progress.
So what sort of treatment will he receive? It's physio, it's mental health, it's absolutely a whole package, isn't it?
Exactly. So at the Care and Rehabilitation Centre, it's all very much bespoke, person-centred programmes for everyone that enters our doors. So like I said, we've got psychologists, physiotherapy, and we also have programmes, you know, of getting people back into the home, so assessing whether they're able to cook for themselves, whether they're able to look after themselves. So it's very much a full package there.
What other fundraising events do you have during the course of the year other than the London Marathon?
We have a number of fundraising events. So not only do we have challenges like marathon for all keen runners, we also do skydiving as well. And then we have more sort of non-challenge events, shall we say, for people who prefer socialising and not putting their body on the line. And so we've got our ladies' lunch, which happens in autumn and spring. We also have our Guinness and Oyster luncheon, which happens in London in November on Thanksgiving. We also have a number of Christmas events. So we've got lovely events throughout the year, something for everyone.
That's super. So our Radio Jackie listeners, how can they find out about the events? Go to your website, and what is your website for them to have a look at?
Of course, so please do visit our website. We have a brand new website with a special events tab. So if you visit www.qef.org.uk, you'll find everything that you need there.
Super. And would you like to give a message to Radio Jackie listeners to learn about how they can learn about the centre and how maybe they can become involved with fundraising or whatever way they can?
So to all listeners out there, please do get in touch with us. We love to hear from you. We have something for everyone. We can create something for you too. So please get in touch. Visit our website, or you can also email us at events@qef.org.uk.
And also, just to finish off, you have quite a royal patronage. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, was one of your initial founders. Did you have any particular event to mark the passing of our dear Queen Elizabeth II?
So we have in our services, we have messages of condolences up. And I believe the Nicaragua Rehabilitation Centre, everyone sort of is aware of what has been going on and has been getting involved where they can. It's obviously a very sad time. We also actually had an event on the evening that the news was released, which was really quite a challenge for us. So yes, we've been doing what we can.
Jen, that's absolutely lovely. And is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's great. Thank you, Jackie.